Charts this morning. I'm going to do something very different. Now, for the past several days, we have been going over primary directions and secondary progressions in transits. We weren't very accurate in what we did, and that was because it gets very technical very quickly. Accuracy is an important matter, but there are two types of accuracy. One is mathematical accuracy. We want to have the most exact moment of birth, even if that means spending hours and hours rectifying from events to find the exact time of birth. You want to have the exact date that events have occurred and the times of culminations of different activities in our life. Now, if you have that kind of mathematical accuracy, it is easier to relate the horoscope to the life, so that it's like bringing a camera into focus. If there are precise dates and everything coincides, you can put more faith into your interpretation because you know you're dealing with the relevant facts. Sometimes precise dates of events don't agree with anything happening in the horoscope, but that doesn't mean that astrology doesn't work. It just means that astrology is incomplete and that there are things about astrology that have to be developed before we can find those kinds of events in life. The other kind of accuracy is intuitive accuracy. The astrologer tries to intuit while interpreting the meaning of it. To some extent, the two types of accuracy work together. If you're trying to read somebody's face from a photograph, it's better to have a photograph that is in focus, or even to be given a wrong photograph and try to read that face and it's not the person that you think that you're, whose face that you're reading. I have seen cases of really astounding intuitive accuracy by people who had very little or almost no knowledge at all. They could just tune in on someone and they could read very carefully what was going on in them. Now, we can teach mathematical accuracy and we can teach methods for getting it, for rectification and things like that, but you cannot teach intuition. Intuition comes from within, and only by developing yourself spiritually, and developing yourself spiritually especially in such a way that you trust what's coming from within, so that you can tell the difference between wishes and desires and true intuitions that have that carry the meaning to you. Now, we have not at all been thorough about what we've been doing for the middle of this week. And